This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Chauvin is headed to jail, but is America headed to justice?
There are those who will seek to exploit the raw emotions of the moment, agitators and extremists who have no interest in social justice.
Thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice.
It's not justice, and I'll explain to you why it's not justice.
True justice will not come until we finally banish the ancient poison of racism from the American soul.
Justice!
He's really laying it on thick, isn't he?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There should not be any good cops and bad cops. Why is that a discussion? There should be cops. I mean, if we're going to have cops, there should be cops. We don't go in and say, oh, that's a good nurse. No, that's a bad nurse. Oh, that's a good pilot. Oh, that's a bad pilot. That's a good chef. That's a bad chef.
I'm sorry. You're speaking so fast. I'm not even hearing what you're saying.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. And I think we're going to talk about the situation with the police and what they're up against. The Columbus police just released the name of the officer who shot the knife-wielding 16-year-old yesterday. And again, it's been now 3 months since Ashley Babbitt was unarmed. She wasn't carrying a knife. She wasn't threatening to kill anybody. She was shot in the neck, bled out in the Capitol by a police officer who remains not just uncharged but unnamed. So I guess it depends on who you shoot, whether or not you get into trouble, and who you support politically too. It's not easy being a cop, and we'll take some calls on it and what the situation is now. And again, I'm sure this guy, his name is Reardon. He's only been a cop for a little over a year, and now he's probably going to have to go into hiding. Even though if you look at the videotape and you freeze frame it, I mean the girl is armed. She's got the knife raised above the other woman. The other girl. 844-500-4242. Here's one you're not going to see too much of, by the way, but it's really another indication of how Orwellian everything is becoming. And cops are, again, on the front line of fighting this censorship of free speech and free thought. Norfolk, Virginia, the Tidewater area. Norfolk police officer fired after anonymous donation to the Kyle Rittenhouse Defense Fund. You know Kyle Rittenhouse. He was the 17-year-old kid who shot and killed two criminals that were trying to kill him. They called themselves Antifa members. One of them was a pederast who had done prison time in Arizona for raping five little boys. And another one that he killed was a well-known domestic abuser, and he had been arrested for various domestic abuses and carrying an unregistered firearm while intoxicated, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, so Rittenhouse is now charged with murders. This is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And a lieutenant in the Norfolk Police Department, William Kelly, he was the executive director of the Internal Affairs Division. He made an anonymous $25 donation to Rittenhouse's defense in September, $25. He used an official email address linked to himself. That was his mistake, obviously. So somebody hacked into a Christian crowdfunding site, and they somehow came up with this guy's email address. And so the Guardian in Britain couldn't wait to dime this guy out. The alleged donation from Kelly was made on September 3rd and included this comment. God bless. Thank you for your courage. Keep your head up. You've done nothing wrong. Every rank and file police officer supports you. Don't be discouraged by actions of the political class of law enforcement leadership. He's fired. after 18 years, he's fired for a $25 donation and saying something that's totally legit. I thought it was even well written. Don't be discouraged by actions of the political class of law enforcement leadership. We all know who they are, right? We see them every night on TV. So he gets fired for that. And of course, they're going to say it's just about, he used his email address, that he shouldn't have, his police department email address. So it's really tough to be a cop nowadays. And I also wanted to mention another story that's not getting much play except in New York. So after the George Floyd after George Floyd death last year, there were all sorts of demonstrations in New York City along with everywhere else. So the city council in New York and de Blasio, that disgraceful mayor, agreed to cut $1 billion out of the NYPD budget. So one of the things they decided, with $1 billion less to spend, one of the things they decided to disband was the homeless outreach unit. Now, there's a euphemism for you. You know what homeless outreach means. That means scattering the bums on the street, the violent vagrants, as the New York Post is calling them this morning. And so they also decided that they didn't have enough manpower and enough money to have the cops policing the street vendors. So they gave that to the hacks, to the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. So, of course, knowing they wouldn't be arrested or hassled by the cops, a million bums showed up in Midtown, and a million unlicensed street vendors showed up in Midtown, right? So how'd that work out for the city of New York, taking the cops out of Midtown, basically, at the behest of BLM and Occupy City Hall, et cetera, et cetera? Mayor de Blasio has finally realized that defunding the police didn't work out as he hoped and has now ordered the NYPD to make Midtown safe again so workers will come back after more than a year of pandemic lockdowns. At least 80 uniformed officers and supervisors are expected to flood the area within the next 2 weeks after being redeployed from around the city to combat violent vagrants and other safety issues. So what they do is they just come, they hang out at Penn Station, which is one of the big commuter terminals. And as the few handful of people that are still commuting into the city come out, the bums start hassling them because there are no cops left in the area. This is the same area where the 65-year-old Asian woman was attacked by the homeless guy, the homeless ex-con who'd murdered his mother, who was just hanging around as she was going to church. There's a whole crew of vagrants who lay on the sidewalk near West 34th Street and 8th Avenue every morning. The people come out of that station shocked. You can see in their faces, one worker said, you can see in their faces they can't believe what they see. I am finding vomit, feces, needles. There is nobody here controlling them. The people are afraid for their safety walking from the train to work, and they are afraid to ride the train. So this is what happens. So, Biden says, you don't need cops. Just call social workers. And, the reporters asked the police commissioner or the police chief in Columbus, Ohio, why didn't you shoot the woman in the leg? And so this is another interview with a guy in this area where the cops were pulled out. And this is in New York City, the Big Apple, Manhattan. Paul Domino, third-generation owner of the Seabreeze Fish Market on 9th Avenue, called de Blasio an idiot. Defund the police in New York City? It's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. We're telling homeless drug addicts, come here, we'll take care of you, and you can do whatever the bleep you want. It's stupid. Domino, 46, said that before the pandemic and the withdrawal of all the police from the neighborhood, it was all tourists here, little restaurants. The neighborhood was getting nicer. Now, I wouldn't advise anyone to come here. It's dangerous as hell. There were 40 cops on this corner the other night because guys were brawling outside the Dollar Pizza, hitting each other with 2x4s and shovels. It's insane. I grew up here, saw the pimps and the hookers, and this is worse. And this is what they want. This is what de Blasio wanted. And apparently even he, they're quotes in here that even de Blasio has realized that he's totally screwed this thing up. But what did he think was going to happen when they withdraw the police? What do these people think when they don't back up the police? You know, it's one thing, you know, if the cops do something wrong, go after them. But they need some support from the community. They need some support from the politicians. And you know, you don't need to fire them because they make a $25 anonymous donation to Kyle Rittenhouse. And they say, don't worry about these politicians with badges, which is what a lot of these, most of these police commissioners and police chiefs are. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take some calls when we come back. You know what I miss? A true, real break. Not a running away from your life break where you hide in the bathroom or go throw your phone in a drawer or endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut that you give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. That's my experience with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me skip the grocery store. You know, we've been talking about the Karens hassling people everywhere you go. And the grocery store is one of the places they love the most. The one-way aisles, the social distancing, the masks. Who needs it? And plus, then, like today, the weather's going to be crappy, high winds, or it was snowing last weekend, rain. Who wants to deal with it?
Howie, I was at the doctor's office last week, and the nurse was talking to me about cooking during the pandemic, and she brought up HelloFresh organically. And she said she absolutely loves it, especially during the pandemic, because she didn't have to go out to the grocery store. And I asked her, did you save money with it? She says, oh, yeah, because when I go to the grocery store, I tend to overspend. I buy things I don't need.
Right.
HelloFresh kept her costs down, and she said she absolutely loved the recipes.
Right. You see the double stuffed Oreos are on sale, so you buy some, and it's the last damn thing in the world anybody needs, even if you weigh 130 pounds. Come on. But you don't have to be tempted with HelloFresh. It's just another advantage of ordering your meals through HelloFresh. This isn't some takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients, including seasonings, that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. What have you had lately, Taylor?
I haven't had too much lately. My wife's been giving me salads and whatnot, but it's every time I have had it, it's been absolutely fantastic.
The beef pork tacos. I recommend them highly. That's the most recent one I've had. HelloFresh sends all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. You also get easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to choose from each week, you will never run out of meals to try. And we all get into ruts with our habits of dining. And this is a good way to break it up, to learn something new. And you may find something you really love, and you can make it over and over again. Something else to feel good about is Taylor's person at the hospital or clinic said, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
Be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
781 says a woman this morning on Tremont Street, that's Boston, vomited in a box and threw it on a retail store window. Onlookers were saying, what country are we living in? Yeah. They think people are coming back to Boston and New York when this kind of crap is going on. So how's defund the police working out for Midtown Manhattan? How's it working out for Tremont Street in Boston? That was where during the riots last the end of May, the cops were fired upon by a peaceful protester, a mostly peaceful protester. Remember that? Right across the street from the Common. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Can Derek Chauvin win an appeal of his conviction?
I don't think so, no.
It's 50-50 right now.
All right. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he can. He doesn't deserve to. Well, I don't think he murdered George Floyd. I mean, he may have, not treated him as well as he might have. But murder? Come on. Even second or third degree, whatever it was. Exclusive ICE officers instructed to censor arrest reports per new Biden policy. Well, you could see this one coming a mile away. I'm surprised it's actually taken this long. The Biden administration has sent out instructions to censor reports when listing particular facts involving the submission to immigration courts or the public as part of the FOIA Act request. These are about criminal aliens being picked up. The source believes the instructions are designed to hide the full truth when criminal aliens are released instead of deported and then commit subsequent crimes. Yeah, well, you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. Here's Kamala Harris, and I've said this before, but you think Biden is stupid? He may be demented on top of being stupid, but Kamala Harris is not going to join any Mensa caucuses wherever the hell she lives. Cut one.
How's that for an entrance? Good evening. First, I want to thank the jury for their service. And I want to thank Mr. Floyd's family for your steadfastness.
For your steadfastness. Your steadfastness. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And she almost tripped, by the way, coming on up to the podium. That's why she said, how's that for an entrance? It was very steadfastness. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hey, Howie. So I have a question for you. Where are the patrolmen's unions during all of this defunding and Derek Chauvin and the verdict that came down from him? Where are they?
Well, they paid for his defense. You understand that, right? I mean, it wasn't a very good defense, but they paid for it.
Okay. They paid for his defense, but where are they in opposition to this huge defund the police movement across the country? Where are they in New York City?
I don't know what they're doing in New York State. I mean, they're reeling in New York State because, again, they've been defunded to the tune of $1 billion. They've left total huge parts, important parts of the city, prominent parts of the city, defenseless against the rising tide of anarchy. And then when they arrest somebody, you had a guy last weekend. I mentioned it earlier. He tried to shove an undercover Asian American New York City police officer onto the subway tracks. They brought him in. He had 12 priors, the guy that they arrested. And the judge said, I can't hold him. My hands are tied by the new bail laws. I mean, that's the, you know, they say elections have consequences. And New York is a prime example. They always had these Republicans controlling the legislature and some conservative Democrats. They were a little on the shady side. They were a little on the dodgy side. But they stopped a lot of bad legislation. Once they were eliminated and the Democrats had full control, you had these no bail reform laws. You had the abortion on demand laws. Just everything, marijuana legalized, everything went totally out of control in New York State. And just like it's, with the Democrats in full control in Washington, everything is going totally out of control. I wish I knew the answer where the police unions are, Lisa. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, Howie, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I'm really sick and tired of these people, these political people, offering firearm advice when they don't even know which end is to be pointed. anyone I've got experience. There's lots of, I'm sure, police officers listening. They know it's a critical situation, and when instantaneous seconds count, you're going to make a decision and then be accurate.
Yeah. I know. When I listened to that reporter asking that question, why didn't you shoot in the leg? I had a feeling after as I thought about it, I'll bet somebody in the back in the newsroom who's never been out on the street, a Karen type, told, I want you to ask the question, why didn't they shoot him in the leg?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So we told you what's going on in Manhattan with the did away with the what is basically the homeless removal unit in the police department, and now it's out of control in Midtown. So in one of the outer boroughs, Brooklyn, they're starting to go back to outdoor dining. And a lot of these restaurants have been, like in Massachusetts and elsewhere throughout New England, have been hanging on by a fingernail for the last year because of these onerous police state lockdown rules. So they're finally starting to get back working and making money again. So the other night, this is what happened. A nice restaurant. It's just been opened up again. And Black Lives Matter decided to come by and give the melanin-impaired diners a piece of their mind. Cut 20.
We don't want you here.
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 We don't want your money.
We don't want your
It's good that they had so little to do on a weeknight, just come by and start haranguing and swearing at people, taxpayers who were trying to have a nice enjoyable meal.
I never thought I'd hear the chant, "We don't want your bleeping taqueria."
Did they know where AOC used to work before she got her start as a stateswoman? She worked at a taqueria. 844-500-4242. By the way, we had a great cheap bastard deal earlier today, Mother's Day gift set and from Old New England Soap. We're sold out totally. We're sold out in like 5 minutes. But if you go to oldnewenglandsoap.com, oldnewenglandsoap.com or oldnesoap.com, you can still purchase the gift set there. It won't be half price like it was in the cheap bastard deal, but you can browse their many products and you can get free shipping on any orders over $45. That's oldnewenglandsoap.com, and it's a great product, and you're going to enjoy it. 844, and your mother's going to enjoy it, more importantly, or your aunt or your sister or someone who's of the female persuasion. Can I say that?
How dare you?
Whatever the person is that moment, whatever Mother's Day is. Giles, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Giles.
Hey, Howie, nice to talk to you. Not a first-time call. I called years ago, but I've listened to you for years, and really enjoy your column. But anyway, I live at Martha's Vineyard, and I got a million stories I could talk about down there, but we have a huge Brazilian population. I think there's 16,000 year-round residents. There's probably 3,000 or 4,000 Brazilians, and they're good people. I like them, but I read the article, the online paper every morning, the Martha's Vineyard Times, and this woman wrote a nice letter to the editor about this nice experience she had the other day getting her undocumented friend vaccinated. And I guess he was really leery about going in because, you know, he doesn't have papers. But evidently, they gave 60 undocumented people vaccinations, no names, no identification, no insurance. And the woman described the whole process, how you go in there and they have translators.
Well, they were in Vermont. There was an official state policy to put illegal aliens ahead of American citizens in legal aliens who didn't fit the demographic group, who weren't old enough. They were going to the front of the line, Giles. I mean, this is happening everywhere, isn't it? I got a call today actually from someone who they have a kid, and the kid is suffering liver failure, but they don't have any insurance, so they can't get they've been turned away from a major Boston hospital. And one of them who knew me is a friend who knew me, a friend of theirs, the family, said, you know, if our kid was an illegal alien, this hospital, a world-class hospital, would take him, no questions asked. And so can we get some attention to this story? And I said, you gotta show it to me in a document, a stated policy that any illegal alien, and they haven't called me back, so I don't know if they can do it or not. But, I mean, I understand the frustration that there seems to be two sets of rules here. I mean, you know, Joe Biden is still talking about, maybe you'll be allowed to have a small Independence Day celebration in your backyard if you take all the vaccinations and keep wearing your masks and social distancing. And they're just putting these illegals on buses and sending them into the heartland, COVID positive. They don't care. You got that convention hall in San Diego full of illegal alien kids, 9% of them testing positive, and they're getting in-person education, instructions, while the actual American kids in Southern California are still stuck at home in large measure. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I had lunch today with a couple cops.
Yeah.
One of them's in his 40s, and one of them's in his late 20s. They're both putting in their papers. Their wives are forcing them to do it. They don't want them involved. They don't want to go through what's going on out there. And, you know, this is happening in the military, too, with this extremism stand-down order.
Yeah,
guys are taking an early out. They're getting out of the military and they're getting out of the police forces. So I don't know what the hell we're going to do when this is over.
Yeah, I mean, who do these people, in positions of power who now claim to be so woke and so committed to fighting systemic racism and supporting critical race theory? Who do they think is going to protect them from foreign enemies, foreign and domestic, Mike? Once everybody has walked away.
Yeah, and most of a lot of people don't realize, but a lot of the cops are veterans. This is the second time they've served their country, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, Howie. I don't know what to say anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either sometimes, Mike. It's just, it's really depressing. And the fact that if ever there was a case where it appears that the cop was in the right yesterday in Columbus, Ohio, and yet to have the White House come out again today talking about, systemic racism and police violence. I mean, at what point do they stop pandering to the mob? And then Biden says, of all things, that no one is above the law. Cut six. Play cut six.
No one should be above the law. And today's verdict sends that message. But it's not enough. We can't stop here. In order to deliver real change and reform, we can and we must do more to reduce the likelihood that tragedies like this will ever happen and occur again.
Did you ever get the feeling, did you ever look at Derek Chauvin on TV and say, that guy thinks he's above the law? There's a guy who really comes from a privileged class. I don't think so. You want to talk about someone who's above the law? How about Hunter Biden? There's a guy who's above the law. 844-500-4242.
Have you ever livered justice?
Is that what he said? I missed it. I was. Let's hear it again.
No one should be above the law. And today's verdict sends that message. But it's not enough. We can't stop here. In order to deliver real change and reform.
Yep. In order to deliver real change and reform. All right. Try what I'm about to tell you. Don't let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the media narrative, now decades old, of the epidemic of hate speech and hate crimes on the college campuses of America. A black student has admitted to tagging a Michigan college with racist graffiti in an apparent hoax that prompted protests and outrage from school administrators, police say.
Barbaric.
Albion College in Michigan confirmed that a student was responsible for the April 2nd graffiti vandalism that left the phrases KKK, white power, and die in words, please, on a university wall. And they at first refused to identify the student as being of color, but the woke administrators finally admitted it. Although police confirmed the suspect's race and gender, the school initially did not. Instead, the 1,475 student liberal arts college 100 miles west of Detroit indicated in a statement that the acts were racist and rooted in the school's history of racial pain and trauma. But we know that acts of racism that have occurred this week are not about one particular person or one particular incident. Oh, okay. So now that they found out who did it, never mind. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Stop me if you've heard this story before. Let's see here. In the immediate aftermath of the incident, top brass at the college vowed to stand with the black students and seek criminal charges against those involved. They're not seeking criminal charges against those involved anymore, apparently. We stand together with our black students, alumni, faculty, staff, and broader community members in condemning the recent acts of racism on campus, the university wrote. Okay. 844-500-4242. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. That's what I did. I'm not very handy on a computer, but I was able to log right in there. I had the same car insurance for more than 20 years. I'd had it through various owners of the company. I'd never bothered to upgrade or update or even check it out. I just paid the bills when they came in every 6 months or so. It was a big mistake. I spent thousands more, I realize now, than I needed to do. I logged in with my current insurance provider, or then current insurance provider. I was shown more than a half a dozen quotes for the same coverage, and I ended up saving more than $600. And that's less than most people save. On average, Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. It's great. There's no obligation. And then they check up again the next year to see that if you're still getting the best price available. It's a no-lose situation when you go to Gabby. Put your policy to the test like I did with mine.
How long did it take you to figure everything out?
You mean the whole process?
Yeah, start to finish.
About less than 20 minutes,
I would say. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And as you know, Taylor, I'm pretty slow at this kind of stuff.
That's a lot better than going to a lot of these sites individually and putting in a quote and you know, trying to get one and putting in your coverage.
Don't shop for insurance because you think they have a funny little lizard or something like that. Just go to Gabby.com. That's better. That's an easier way to do it, and it'll save you a lot more money. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's Gabby.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. 603 says, when a school says this is not about a single incident, that's code for fake but accurate. Yes, exactly. Here's another 603. I think I've got it now. Racist tags are a serious matter unless the color of your skin turns them into a hoax. 561. What's a couple of hate crime hoaxes among friends? Yeah. 860. On campus, if you go to a party with too many people, you get expelled, right? Racist graffiti is a hoax. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. I know. It's, I mean, that case in Michigan, that barely made even the local newspapers once it was exposed as a hoax. I read it in the Washington Examiner. Some of these hoaxes used to be covered more thoroughly, but they've become so commonplace that people have just, you know, aren't even paying attention to them. Racist graffiti. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that? Racist graffiti on campus. Yeah, same. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Phyllis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phyllis.
Hi, Howie. I love you and Grace. You make my miserable ride home on the highway with all the maniacs more enjoyable. But anyway, where's all the outrage for the two young black teenage girls that murdered that Uber food driver? Where's that outrage?
The Pakistani. Yeah, the Pakistani immigrant was murdered by the 13 and the 15-year-old girls. And then, Phyllis, they're not even going to do prison time for that. They're going to be tried as juveniles, and their records, I believe their records will be totally expunged when they turn 21. And you know, they say there was an accident. They downplay it. I mean, this guy was a legit immigrant, working hard. He was an Uber Eats driver, I believe. And they carjacked him with a gun. And then when he tried to jump on the car, he was thrown from the car and onto the sidewalk and died. And it's just, you're right, Phyllis. It's totally out of sight, out of mind. It's not even worth mentioning. How about the police? They made a big deal out of Brian Sicknick. I'm sorry, he's dead. The Capitol police officer. They pretended that it was Trump people who killed him. They lied about it, and then they were exposed about lying about he wasn't hit with a fire extinguisher. He wasn't killed by the bear spray, and then they just move along. They just move along. And yet when the Nation of Islam adherent kills a Capitol cop, another Capitol cop, this was a murder. It's portrayed he was, you know, Officer Billy Evans was killed in a car accident. No, he wasn't. He was killed by a militant Islamicist. Thanks for the call, Phyllis. 844-500-4242. You know, we sometimes talk about how they blame Republicans for everything. I mean, this is kind of a funny example of how small they can do to how far they can go to blame Republicans. In Idaho, the state legislature, as you might expect, is controlled by Republicans. And they just okayed a bill in the legislature or in a committee to hire private contractors to kill about 90% of the wolves that are roaming the state. I think wolves have traditionally down through the ages been a problem, and you can have some population of them, but especially if you have a lot of livestock, cattle, sheep, or even pets, do you want a lot of wolves? So here's the Associated Press story about the passage of this legislation to kill the wolves. A Republican-dominated state Senate panel approved legislation Tuesday to allow Idaho to hire private contractors to kill about 90% of wolves roaming the state. So this was, is it evil for Republicans to want to save the livestock and the pets in Idaho?
Poor dog died the dog.
It wasn't I've never read that. A Democrat-dominated state Senate panel approved. But I just read it this morning on The Wire. A Republican-dominated state Senate panel killed wolves. They look like dogs, you know. I'm Howie Carr.